The Iowa State Fair is seeing more presidential candidates this year than any other single year ever. But while most are visiting the butter sculpture and eating pork, few are commenting on agriculture during their Des Moines Register soapbox appearances. One who did was former New York Governor George Pataki, who touted his ag background.
I honestly think my background is vastly different from anybody else in this race, and my vision for what we can do as a country is different because of that background. You know, I'm from New York, but I don't have a plane. I have three tractors. In fact, I was out on a tractor last week moving hay. I'm the only candidate in this entire race in either party who actually was born and raised on a farm in my hometown of Peekskill, New York, lived on a farm most of my life, and I'm still working with my wife, our family farm in upstate New York today. Now, you say, all right, that sounds great, but what does it mean? Any of you live on a farm or work on a farm or grow up on a farm? I see some out there. You know what it does? It teaches you values. And one of the things you learn early on in a farm is words don't matter. If you say you're going to do something, it doesn't mean a thing unless you go and do it. It doesn't matter what you say you're going to do. It doesn't matter what you claim credit for having done. The only thing that matters is what you actually do. You learn that on a farm.
Ohio Governor John Kasich commented on agriculture when asked about it.
Well, I'm for agriculture. Let's be clear. You know, the interesting thing, we're a big ag state, too, okay? It's our largest industry in Ohio. And I listened to Terry Branstad today. You know, you think about agriculture and we think about traditional agriculture, but what we really have to begin to do is to think about what agriculture is going to look like in the next 20 or 25 years. And I have Bob Peterson with me, who's the former head of the Ohio Farm Bureau. And I believe there are so many products that can come from traditional agriculture that can improve the lives of all Americans. And I keep pushing our people to think about that, to use our universities to do the research, to make sure that agriculture and business is closely linked together so that we can spawn new industries out of agriculture. We need to look into the future on agriculture, on energy.
A total of 20 presidential candidates will have visited the Iowa State Fair by the time it ends this weekend. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.